ओम गणतमिरुन्दस्या जनजनसलकाया चक्षुसुमिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले सायं उपकदामायं ददति सह पदान्तिकम् वंशकौपतुभ्यश्च कृपसिन्धुभैः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. Who remembers what we were hearing about? First of all, we'll make it easier. I'll tell you what book it is. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So amazing what Prabhupada did, how bold he was. It opens up, I mean, to give us an idea of how no one knew anything about Krishna when he put out this book in 1970. This is what he wrote in the preface. He wrote, just here's the cover, right? So he wrote, in the Western countries, when someone sees the cover of a book like Krishna, he immediately asks, who is Krishna? Who is the girl with Krishna? In other words, no one knew anything about who Krishna was. What to speak of who the girl was with Krishna? Oh, he's God. Well, who's his girlfriend? in the Western Judeo-Christian culture, that doesn't, how would we say, it causes a systems crash. But yet, Prabhupada was not intimidated by this. He wanted people to know that God was a person and not a vague person. Because even in Christianity or in even Jewish religion, they have some idea that God is a person. In Christianity, they think he's three persons in one, something like that. And in Jewish religion, they think he's an old man. He's an old man, and because old men have beards, he has a very long beard, perhaps. But how long is his beard, considering he's eternal? How long a beard can you grow? And if he's old, if the concept is the older you get, the more your body looks old, just imagine how old he'd look if he was eternal. And he'd be so wrinkled, and his beard would... So the concept is incomplete, because even when they conceive of God as an old man, how old do they conceive him as? Maybe 80 years old or something. So, but he's not 80 years old, he's eternal. He's billions and billions and billions and billions of years old. So that means he can stop aging at 80, if that's their idea of God as an old man. So, since he can stop aging at 80, why can't he stop aging at 16? I mean, if you, that's common sense, would you rather stop aging at 80 or 16? That's common sense. So Krishna, he is a cowherd boy, and he acts in wonderful ways, most wonderful ways. And we're reading about how this is the past times before Krishna was a cowherd boy. He's just, we could say, a cowherd baby at this time, because he's the baby, a baby of the cowherd community. And he's so attractive, and he's so powerful, and he's already so charming. He has charmed and enchanted everyone's heart in Vrindavan. So he has, so Nanda Maharaj, somehow or another, has gone to Mathura to pay the taxes due to King Kamsa. Why would he pay the taxes due to King Kamsa? because we could say he's a good citizen, or we could also say that he knew the quality of Kamsa, the quality of this person, this Rakshasa. He was killing. He placed his own father in prison. He was killing, disrupting the Brahminical sacrifices, killing Brahmins. Practically all his associates were Rakshasas. So he knew the quality of this Kamsa. And yet he paid taxes to him, because we could say he didn't want Kamsa to draw any attention to him, because he had this most wonderful boy. And the residents of Vrindavan, from the cowherd men to the cowherd ladies, to the friends of Krishna, to the elderly gopis, to the young gopis, they may do different things. We may not know really why, exactly why, unless our acharyas tell us why Nanda Maharaj would pay his taxes. We may not exactly know, but we do know one thing. Everything in Braja was for Krishna. It may look like one thing or another. The young gopis may dress themselves in a particular way. They may look in the mirror and be examining themselves. But Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj says that everything in Braja, regardless of how it looks to our material vision, everything is for Krishna. Everything is for Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. This is love for Krishna. It is completely natural, it is completely spontaneous in the hearts, in the consciousness of the residents of Vrindavan. They simply love Krishna. And not only do they love Krishna, but they love him in a very special way. It is very intimate, it is spontaneous, and there is a feeling of mamata. What does mamata mean? Yes, belong. He's our village boy. He's like, it's like everyone would see each other all every day, and it's like one big family. Because it's in, of course, some of us who are born in New York City, we don't have very much experience of what a village is like. But everyone knows each other. Everyone knows each other's business. And everyone's talking about each other and things like that. But in Vrindavan, it's perfected, because everyone's business was Krishna. And all day long, from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, they would talk about Krishna and think about Krishna. He was theirs. He was their boy. So when Nanda Maharaj went to Mathura to pay his taxes, he was thinking of Krishna. And then when he came back and he saw this dead body, he didn't know it was a dead body, he did not know it was Putana at first. First, Srila Jiva Goswami explained that he thought maybe it was so big, it was huge, like when it's when there are heavy clouds, sometimes it looks like a mountain. The heavy clouds look like a mountain. So they thought, maybe it's a cloud that has fallen to the ground like a mountain. Or maybe it's a cloud. Or maybe it's a mountain. And they began joking, and they were curious, but they were fearful as they walked towards this cloud. And then the form became more clear to them. And they saw it was a huge 12-mile long dead body, a demoness, Rakshasi, that was 2 miles high and 2 miles wide and 1 mile high. It was huge. So they immediately went back and they heard what had happened. So let us read. They were struck with wonder at seeing the gigantic dead body of Putana. Nanda Maharaj recalled the prophecy, the prediction of Vasudeva, you must go back because something terrible may happen, you have to go back. He was thinking, Vasudeva was thinking that my boy Krishna is there. He must be protected. He cannot be left alone at any time. Krishna had already captured the attention, the consciousness of everyone. And that is the nature of Krishna. And that is why we wish to hear about Krishna, because we wish our consciousness to also become attached, charmed, and entangled in the wonderful pastimes and activities of Krishna, because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's all attractive. He's all wonderful. He's all beautiful. He's all powerful. So Nanda Maharaj recalled the prophecy, the prediction of Vasudeva, and he considered Vasudeva a great sage and mystic yogi because he could see the future. But actually, this was the simplicity of heart of Nanda Maharaj. Otherwise, Nanda Maharaj thought, how could he have foretold an incident that had happened during his absence from Vrindavan? And after this, all the residents of Braja, they cut the gigantic body of Putana into pieces, and they piled it with wood for burning. Why did they cut it? Do you know? Huh? Why did they cut it? Why do you think? What do you think? I want to know what you think about this. Why did they cut it? To use as firewood, but why then did they add firewood if they wanted to use it as firewood? I have a theory about this. Would you like to hear my theory? In Braj, what happens when you find a cobra and kill him? You cut him because you're afraid that he some power, and you don't know these rakshasis. This is my theory, the Burijan theory of why Putana was cut. Because they feared her. They wanted, and what do you do with a snake after you cut him? You burn him. So dangerous, and they have some power. In Braja, they always do this cobra. Did you know that? Yeah, did you know that? Yeah, because in the Goshala, cut it and burn it. So, but this is something amazing what happens. When all the limbs of Putana's body were burning, so now you can say after this class that you have learned something. Yes? If we don't learn nothing else, we have learned this point. If you see a cobra and you... they piled it with wood for burning. And when all the limbs of Putana's body were burning, the smoke emanating from the fire created a good aroma of agaru. This aroma was due to her being killed by Krishna. This means that the demon Putana was washed of all her sinful activities and attained a celestial body. Now actually the word used in the Bhagavatam for what she attained was like swaga. And then Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur will read this in a moment, how he explains, because she just didn't go to heaven. Gatim dhatri uchitam tatoyam. She actually attained the position of nurse. in the spiritual world. She was trying to kill Krishna, and Krishna awarded her with such a glorious position that that when Brahma himself was recalling this, does anyone remember what he said? I mentioned it one other time. Do you remember what he said? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur will expand on this point, because Putana came to kill Krishna and he gave her a position in the spiritual world. So what to speak? How will he reciprocate? This is what Brahma was considered. How, if you are so merciful that someone comes, 1% devotee, or even 0.5%, and the rest demon trying to kill you, and you reciprocate by awarding her a position in the spiritual world, how are you going to reciprocate with the Brijbasis, who love you so completely, who to save you from one drop of perspiration, Mother Yashoda will give up her life 1,000 times. How are you going to reciprocate with them? So his conclusion is actually, you won't be able to. You remain forever in their debt. So here's an example, Srila Prabhupada continues, of how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all good. Putana came to kill Krishna, but because he sucked her milk, she was immediately purified and her dead body attained a transcendental quality. Her only business was to kill small children. She was only fond of blood. She was not fond of Krishna. She did not approach with devotion. She approached with enmity, hatred, in the mood of an enemy. But in spite of being envious of Krishna, she attained salvation because she gave her milk to him to drink. So what can be said of those who are affectionate to Krishna and the relationship of mother, who with great love and affection render service to him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supersoul of every living entity? It is concluded, therefore, that even a little energy expended in the service of the Lord gives one immense transcendental profit. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. What verse? Exactly what Prabhupada quotes. Salpam apyasya dharmasya chayate mahato bhayat. Devotional service and Krishna consciousness is so sublime. What does sublime mean? Something a little more down to earth than that. But what does sublime mean? From the lowest to the highest? My understanding, it was about the high thing. Sublime means so wonderfully glorious. Yeah, okay, you can look it up in the dictionary. Huh? You did. Why don't you do it again and show it to me? Dictionary pramand. We'll change our opinion when we see it. It's so sublime that even a little service to Krishna, knowingly or unknowingly, so the point is that Krishna consciousness is so sublime, so wonderful. There's a word sublimate, which is what you're thinking of, which means to take something lower and move it up to something wonderful. That's called sublimate. But sublime is the wonderful part of it, if I remember correctly. So Krishna consciousness is so wonderful, and think about this point, that even a little service to Krishna, knowingly or unknowingly, that means you may know you're doing service to Krishna, or you may not even know, but you're doing it to him anyway. gives one the greatest transcendental benefit. The Puranas tell of a story of a mouse who had a giwik caught and got caught. He was on the altar. We don't allow. He's not here. We don't allow mice on the altar. But sometimes they get there anyway. And this mouse got his. He was trying to eat the ghee from the giwik, and it got caught in his teeth or something like that, and he was jumping up and down, and the Lord accepted that as arti. And he went back to Vaikuntha, something like that. And there's so many stories, pastimes like that that I mentioned. There's another, I think there's another pastime. Yes, we don't allow mice on the altar. Yes? But this one got on the altar and he was benefited. And there's another pastime of how I think there was a dog had caught a pigeon. And he walked around the temple. He circumambulated the temple like that. And both of them, the pigeon and the dog, went back to Godhead. So it is so sublime, Krishna consciousness, so wonderful that it gives one the greatest transcendental benefit. This system of worshipping Krishna by offering flowers from a tree is also beneficial for the living entity who is confined, trapped to the bodily existence of that tree. When flowers and fruits are offered to Krishna, the tree that bore them also receives much benefit indirectly. The archana process, or the worshipping procedure, is therefore beneficial for everyone. Krishna is worshipable by great demigods like Brahma and Lord Shiva, and Putana was so fortunate that the same Krishna played in her lap as a little child. The lotus feet of Krishna, which are worshipped by great sages and devotees, were placed on the body of Putana. People worship Krishna and offer food with great reverence and devotion, but automatically he sucked the milk from the body of Putana. So Krishna changed her from being the most unfortunate to being the most fortunate. So therefore, kamvadayanam sharanam brajema. Who could worship a more kindly disposed, a more wonderful Supreme Lord than Krishna? One time in Japan, myself and Srivikra Maharaj were there, and Srila Prabhupada, we were outside of Srila Prabhupada's room when he was there in Tokyo. And Srivikra Maharaj had gotten a letter from his brother, who was a Christian. And in this letter there was a pamphlet that said that while many Christians are turning to Hinduism, meaning Hare Krishna, here is one Christian, one Hindu PhD, who's turning to a Christian, Let's hear what he has to say. So it was a pamphlet. And so his pamphlet, his words were, it was very superficial, his understanding. He was criticizing the caste system and the this and the that. And it was silly what he was saying. Not silly, but it was very superficial on the surface. He didn't have any understanding of what he was giving up at all. So anyway, Trivikram Maharaj had gotten this letter from his brother with this pamphlet in it. So suddenly we were outside Prabhupada's room and we heard Prabhupada's bell ringing. That meant that Prabhupada wanted to see us, or wanted to see who wanted something. So we both went in, we offered our obeisances. And Trivikram Maharaj showed Prabhupada this pamphlet. And he read to Prabhupada these criticisms. And Prabhupada just left and said, he is a PhD, but still he doesn't know anything. And then he took out a package that he had just got, and this was the reason why he had called us, actually. And he opened it up, and it was the pictures, it was photographs of Rukmini Dwarkadish in, where? Los Angeles. And they were so beautiful. And Prabhupada actually called us just to show us beautiful deities. And then he said, anyway, our God is the nicest God. Just looking at how beautiful Rukmini Dwarkadish are. Our God is the nicest God. Different people have their concepts of God, but kamva dayalam saranam brajema. Who is more worthy to surrender to than this Krishna who awards putana? We'll hear about what he awards her. Just for the kind of service that she did was much more like an attack than service. But he found some good in it. That is very reassuring, isn't it? It's very reassuring. That our God is the nicest God. What to speak of his girlfriend? So Krishna had allowed, he had taken his own lotus feet and placed it on allowed Putana to place his lotus, he had placed his lotus feet on her body. Devotees therefore pray that if simply by offering something as an enemy, Putana got so much benefit, then who can measure the benefit of worshipping Krishna in love and affection? Therefore, only Krishna should be worshipped, for so much benefit awaits the worshipper. Very bold. Only Krishna should be worshipped, because he is so kind. Although Putana was an evil spirit, she gained elevation just like the mother of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is clear that cows and the elderly gopis and the elder gopis who offered milk to Krishna were also elevated to the transcendental position. Because the point is, this is called, I believe, Kamutya Nyaya, that if Putana got that result, then what to speak of the cows and the elderly gopis? So this comes out later on in the pastime of when Brahma Vimoha Lila, in chapter 13 of the 10th canto, where Brahma or Krishna expands himself into the boys and the cows, and the cows and the boys get, or the boy, he expands himself into calves and boys, and the cows and mothers get the opportunity to feed Krishna directly. So what was their result? And how kind Krishna was that he made this special arrangement for them. Well, Hare Krishna, do you like cows? I thought you did. How many cows, how much milk were the cows getting in Dinanagari at the highest point? In liters times that to at least 4. No, maybe a little less. A gallon is 4 liters, approximately. Yeah, so that's a lot of milk. And what would you do with that milk? And who would you give it to? You'd give it to Radha Damodar. And did sometimes you milk the cows too later on? So what is the result of service like this for the senior gopis? So very fortunate. Raise your hand if you've ever milked a cow. Try to. They don't give milk when you milk. Okay. Raise your hand if you've never milked a cow. Oh. Raise your hand if you know how to make cow patties. Very good. Oh, the life in Vrindavan, so wonderful, yes. So wonderful. And everything is based on Krishna. Simple village life, and everyone loves Krishna. When Krishna comes back after being out herding the cows, everyone comes to the edge of the village to meet him because they love Krishna. They love Krishna. So, where's that sound coming from? No. No, not that sound, the bells. Oh, sounded like cowbells. I thought maybe there was a cow in here. No. Call them. When all the inhabitants of Vrindavan smelled the good aroma from the smoke of the burning putana, they inquired from each other, where is the good fragrance coming from? And while conversing, they came to understand it was the fumes of the burning putana. They were very fond of Krishna. And as soon as they heard that the demon putana had been killed by Krishna, they offered their blessings to the little child out of affection. Now he had just killed this huge and powerful demon, and yet they were blessing him. They were some of the elderly gopis said, whatever piety that has come from my mother's side of my family, from my father's side of the family, I offer that to you, Krishna, for your protection. Everything they would offer, everything, because they had given themselves. So everything else is simple after that. Whatever we have is yours, whatever good fortune, let you please take that. I'm offering that to you. This is the nature of love. This is the nature of affection, and this is the nature of braja. It's completely natural. And what did the cows offer to Krishna? They offered their milk. That was their affection. What did the peacocks offer? They offered their feathers to Krishna. The trees offered their fruits and flowers. The creepers offered their flowers. This is Vrindavan. The birds, they offered their sweet singing. And sometimes they would offer their, the gopis said they would offer their ears to Krishna. And they would stop their singing. They would be so charmed by the sound of Krishna's flute, they would become stunned, just like silent sages in the forest, not moving, not speaking. So, after the burning of putana, Nanda Maharaj came home and immediately took up the child on his lap, and he began to embrace him and smell his head. And in this way he was quite satisfied that his little child was saved from this great calamity, great danger of putana trying to kill him. Srila Sukadeva Goswami has given a blessing to all persons who hear the narration of the killing of putana by Krishna. Raise your hand if you've heard this. Raise your hand if you'd like to hear what the blessing was. They will surely attain the favor of Govinda. Wow! I forgot that was there. Now I feel really lucky. Sure to attain the favor of Govinda. What do you think about that? Yeah. What does that mean? Sure to attain the favor of Govinda. Sure means certain. Bengali, nischay. Hindi? Same. And what does the favor of Krishna mean? No, what does it mean? How would you... The favor of Krishna, like the blessings of Krishna, his mercy, the mercy of Krishna. So what, in what form would we like Krishna's mercy? But no, don't. This is very private. Some of us may want a new car. So we don't speak these things. But we should think, what form would we like the mercy of Krishna to come to us in? Some of us would like, just want to serve. Some of us might say, whatever form Krishna wants to give me it in. Some of us want the form of sana. One time, Prabhupada was said, when one devotee said, he said to Prabhupada, or Prabhupada said to him, what would you like to be in the spiritual world? This is only one time. And George said, whatever. And he said, no, you should know what you want. That was only one time I ever heard Prabhupada say something like that, and that was in the very, heard of Prabhupada saying something like that, and that was in the very early days. Now, I'd like to, now Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, oh, what to do? I know what we can do. We can hear what Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, such wonderful comments. Very, very, some very subtle understandings he will describe. So perhaps tomorrow, before going on to the next pastime, this is chapter 6, and of course the next chapter is chapter 7. But it's, who knows what the next chapter is about? Chinavarta. And also, what other demon gets killed in the 7th chapter? Sakatasura. Vilmasura. Later, much later. That's the last demon that's described in the Bhagavatam that Krishna kills in Braja is Vilmasura. But they're very similar. Sakatasura saw that Putin had been killed. So he was sent by Kamsa, and he thought, and he thought that Putana had a form, and she was killed. So I will come in a formless way. And he came in a formless way, and he entered a cart. Anyway, I won't tell that yet. Amazing pastime. But tomorrow, Krishna willing, we shall hear some of the comments of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, which are very enlivening and enlightening too. And now our fortune will take the form of being able to see Srila Prabhupada, Srisi Gaunatai, Srisi Krishna Balaram, and Srisi Radhachandra Sundar. Will you go and see them? Yes or no? You have time? You have time? What's your name? Prasanna. Are you here visiting or do you live here? Do you live here? Where? In the Brahmins? Oh, from where? From where? I know that place. Do you know that Mahaprabhu visited Calcutta? Do you know that? And also, Srila Prabhupada was born there. Do you know that? Do you live near where he was born? Really? So fortunate. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead ki jai. Srila Prabhupada bhaktivandi ki jai.